Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, January 7th, 2019. Today, in 1927, the first transatlantic phone call took place between New York and London. The Berlin administration is preparing for a no-deal Brexit scenario. In an attempt to provide order and reassurance, city officials opened a registration form that British Berliners can use to apply for a residency title. The form description provided by Berlin's State Agency for Citizen and Regulatory Affairs said that proof of residency in Berlin would be necessary for British residents if the UK crashes out of the EU on March 29th without a withdrawal deal, as well as if a deal is reached. According to the website, British citizens in Germany will be exempted from the requirement to possess a German residency title until June 30th of 2019. At this time, all British citizens should apply for a residency title at their local foreigners registration office. The information on the website also stated that, quote, until a decision has been taken on the application, the applicant will be allowed to continue to reside in Germany and to engage in economic activity of any kind. You can find the link to the website in our show notes. Berlin has the most British nationals of any German federal state and wants to provide extra security to UK nationals who fear losing their legal status in a no-deal scenario. However, much remains unclear as no legal agreement yet exists at the national level between Germany and the UK that would enable British citizens to remain legally in the country, even should their application for a residency title by the City of Berlin be approved. The UK and the EU are struggling to sign off on a proposed withdrawal deal that would guarantee the rights of UK citizens living in the EU, as well as vice versa. Should no deal be agreed upon, the legal status of UK citizens living in EU countries would be thrown into uncertainty, as their legal right to reside in the bloc is currently tied to the UK's being an EU member state. A vote on a potential Brexit agreement negotiated by British Prime Minister Theresa May will take place during the week of January 14th. Minister of Culture Monika Grütters of the CDU will return another piece of art from the spectacular 2012 Gurlitt Artworks discovery to the heirs of the former Jewish owner. The portrait of a woman by the French painter Thomas Couture had already been identified in 2017 as the property of the high-ranking Jewish politician and Nazi opponent Georges Mandel. A tiny repaired hole in the canvas had led to the provenance. A representative of the Kunstmuseum Bern, who has inherited the Gurlitt estate, will also take part in the handover on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Martin Gropiusbau. It's the fifth item from the collection to be returned to its rightful owners. The painting is called Portrait of a Sitting Young Woman. After the war, Mandel had reported that it had been stolen from him. In February of 2012, about 1,400 artworks were found in an apartment in Munich in the course of an investigation into possible tax evasion. The apartment was rented to Cornelius Gurlitt, the son of celebrated art historian, dealer, and war profiteer Hildebrand Gurlitt. Some of the paintings were immediately suspected of having been looted by the Nazis during the Second World War. The collection is largely undamaged and of remarkable quality. It contains old masters as well as impressionist, cubist, and expressionist paintings by artists including Monet, Renoir, Matisse, Chagall, Otto Dix, Max Liebermann, and many others. News of the discovery was reported worldwide. A scandal over published private data is affecting celebrities and politicians of the Left Party, the Greens, CDU, FDP, and SPD. Analysis of the data by RBB24 shows that a great deal of sometimes very personal information was published with the intent to cause personal damage to those affected. Much of the data that has now been put online is highly sensitive, including chats between family members on Facebook or Twitter, private email correspondence, copies of personal documents or invoices, and photos, sometimes of children, without their faces being made unrecognizable. In addition, residential addresses and mobile phone contacts were published, and accounts on platforms such as Amazon and Skype were hacked. According to information provided by Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel of the SPD, the Berlin Administrative Network is not affected by the current data theft. The politically relevant material in the leak is banal and largely outdated. There are thematic presentations or documents from party congresses or the Bundestag, research material from members of parliament, circulars, letters, and emails to politicians and ministries that have been published anyway. The motives of the hack are currently unclear. A potential indication is that many of the affected persons have publicly spoken out against racism in the past. Another coincidence is that no AFD members are affected by the data leak, but this also could be related to the obtained information being outdated. Today, air travelers at Tegel and Schönefeld will have to adjust to delays and restrictions. The services union Verdi is calling on security workers to go on a warning strike starting at 5 a.m. and lasting up to 4 hours. The employees of the security companies check boarding passes, passengers, and cargo, for example. Without these controls, no aircraft is allowed to take off. This means massive disruptions to customs clearance, and even after the end of the warning strike, it will probably take hours for air traffic to return to normal. The airport company stated that all passengers should obtain information on the situation from their airline before arriving at the airport. According to the union, around 3,000 people are employed by private security companies at the two Berlin airports. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.